Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to position your horse for lateral movements. Now, once you reach British Dressage elementary level, the exercises become more challenging, and many of the tests include lateral movements. Now, if you take a look at your dressage score sheet, you'll notice the word positioning appear in the directive column alongside the lateral exercises. So what does it mean when the judge underlines positioning on your dressage score sheet? In this podcast episode, we're going to tell you. So, the word positioning. Now, when applied to lateral movements, this word refers to the rider's placement of the horse in that movement. Now, if the judge underlines this word on your dressage score sheet, it will usually be accompanied by an explanatory comment too. For example, if you're riding shoulder in and you get the word positioning underlined, you may also get the comment quarters trailing. So then, how do you position your horse correctly for lateral movements? Well, to answer that question, we're going to take a look at each of the lateral movements individually, along with some common positioning faults and tips to help you position your horse correctly. So first up, we're going to look at the leg yield. Now, the first lateral movement that you will be asked to ride in a dressage test is the leg yield. And in dressage tests, leg yielding is usually ridden from the centre line to the track. Now, in leg yield, the horse should travel parallel to the track with a very slight flexion away from the direction of travel. And there should be a clear crossing of the legs, and the movement should appear to be fluent, balanced, and rhythmical. Now, leg yielding is always ridden in trot during dressage tests. So, let's look at the common positioning faults. Now, probably the most common error when it comes to riding this exercise is the rider's failure to make the horse straight before pushing him sideways. And this results in the horse falling through his shoulder, leaving his hindquarters trailing, and the same happens if the rider uses too much neck bend. So, some tips to help you position your horse for leg yield include the following. So, as you turn onto the centre line, make your horse straight for a couple of strides before you ask him to go sideways. And check that you have the horse only slightly flexed away from his direction of travel, and there is no bend in the neck. So now let's move on to shoulder in. Now in dressage tests, shoulder in is ridden along the track at an angle of about 30 degrees with the horse slightly flexed to the inside away from his direction of travel. Now the horse's inside foreleg should travel on one track while his inside hind and outside forelegs travel on a second track. Meanwhile, the horse's outside hind leg travels along on a third track. Now the whole picture should be rhythmical, relaxed and fluent, with the horse carrying more weight on his hind legs. And again, shoulder in is always ridden in trot during dressage tests. Let's look at the common positioning faults. Now, there are a number of common positioning faults that dressage judges see when they judge the shoulder in, and they include the following. So number one is that there is not enough bend but too much angle. So the horse's quarters swing out, and the exercise becomes a leg yield. Number two is that there is insufficient angle, so the exercise becomes shoulder four rather than shoulder in. Number three is that there is varied positioning. So this happens when the horse becomes unbalanced and is unable to maintain the angle throughout the whole exercise. Number four is that there is insufficient or incorrect bend. And lastly, number five is that there is too much neck bend, so that the horse falls out through his outside shoulder and moves on just one track. So, here are some tips to help you position your horse for shoulder in. So number one is to establish a slight inside flexion but not too much neck bend. Number two is to establish a uniform bend through the horse's body around your inside leg. And number three is to bring the horse's shoulders in from the track to an angle of about 30 degrees, as if you were commencing to ride a 10 metre circle. Now, an easy way to practice this and to set yourself up for this movement is to ride a 10 metre circle in the corner of the arena, and then as you come back round to the long side of the arena again, almost ride as if you were going to ride that 10 metre circle again, but as soon as the horse's shoulders come off the track and reach the angle of about 30 degrees, stop the circle and instead push your horse forwards down the track to commence the shoulder in. Okay, so now let's move on to traverse. Now, traverse first appears in British dressage medium level and is ridden down the long side of the arena. Now, in traverse, the horse should bring his hindquarters in from the track at an angle of about 35 degrees, whilst maintaining a uniform bend throughout his body, neck and poll to the inside and in his direction of travel. Now, the horse's outside legs should pass and cross in front of his inside legs. And during dressage tests, again, the traverse is ridden in trot. So let's look at some common positioning faults. So number one is that there is not enough angle, so the horse remains on one track only. Number two is that there is too much angle, so the horse loses impulsion and cannot maintain the freedom of the trot. Number three is that there is not enough bend, so the movement becomes a leg yield. Number four is that there is too much neck bend, so the angle becomes too great and the horse loses impulsion. And lastly, number five is that the horse drifts in from the track. So now let's look at some tips to help you correct these faults and to help you position your horse correctly for traverse. So number one is to establish a slight inside flexion, but not too much neck bend. Number two is to bring the horse's quarters in from the track to an angle of about 35 degrees. Now again, you can use a well-ridden corner or a 10 metre circle preceding traverse to help you get the correct angle and to help you position your horse correctly. And lastly, number three is to make sure that you establish a uniform bend around your inside leg. Okay, so moving on to the last lateral exercise that we're going to cover, and that is the half pass. Now, half pass is ridden in the trot and the canter, either from the track to the centre line or vice versa. Now, in a correctly positioned half pass, the horse is uniformly bent through his body and neck in the direction of travel. Now, when it comes to the degree of bend, the half pass is very similar to traverse, except that the movement is ridden on the diagonal line and not a straight line along the track. Now, the horse's body should be almost parallel with the track, with his shoulders roughly one hoof print in front of his quarters. Now, in a trot half pass, the horse's front and back legs must cross over each other, hitting the ground without uncrossing. And in the canter half pass, the correct sequence means that the horse's legs cannot cross. However, the horse should appear to jump and travel sideways during the canter's moment of suspension where all four feet are in the air. So now let's look at some common positioning faults with the half pass. So number one is that the horse's quarters are in advance of the forehand, and that means that the horse cannot travel forwards and sideways and effectively becomes stuck and loses frequency and impulsion. Number two is that the quarters trail, so the movement becomes a drift rather than a half pass. Number four is that there is not enough bend, so again the movement becomes a leg yield. And lastly, number four is that there is no positioning in the half pass at all, so the horse simply changes the rein or falls back to the track. So here are some tips to help you position your horse for the half pass. So number one is to establish a slight inside flexion, but not too much neck bend. Number two is to imagine that there's a fence line across the arena from marker to marker, and use your imaginary line to position your horse's head and hindquarters relative to each other. And as your skills improve, you'll be able to bring the horse more parallel to the wall and steepen the angle. And lastly, number three is to make a uniform lateral bend along the horse's body. Okay, so now that we've covered all those lateral movements, the common positioning faults, and some tips on how to correct them, I want to take a bit of time to quickly talk about finishing off. Because a very common positioning fault that's seen with all the lateral movements is that the rider doesn't finish off the movement. So to complete the exercise, a few straight strides should be shown after the lateral movement has been completed. For example, if you are asked to ride shoulder in from M to B, you should aim to make the horse straight just as you reach B. And that demonstrates that the horse is obedient to your aids and shows the judge that you can position the horse as and when you want to. So to wrap this episode up, by paying close attention to the accurate positioning of your horse when riding lateral exercises, you can avoid the dreaded underlined positioning phrase on your dressage score sheet. Now, if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions, then please leave us a comment at the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, free stuff, our training diaries and our competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.